Even without an official Darkie Day here in the U.S., a lot of people still experience racism on a daily basis. And membership in white supremacist groups is increasing. Day to Day's Madeline Brand is here now with a preview of a story she's going to bring us on tomorrow's show. Madeline?
Alex, I spoke with Mark Potok. He follows hate groups for the Southern Poverty Law Center. He says there's been a steady increase in the membership of these groups over the years for lots of reasons. The economy is one. Jobs have gone overseas, causing some working class people to look for answers in these groups. Also, 9/11. The terrorist attacks provoked two main responses from these hate groups. One, a sort of vitriolic anger toward all immigrants, but especially Arabs. But there was another response, Potok told me, and it was just the opposite.
Literally before the Trade Center towers had collapsed while they were still burning and people were, you know, jumping off the roofs, one particular leader sent out an email message to thousands of people saying, you know, we may not want them, meaning Muslims in our society, just as they would not want us in theirs, but anyone who is willing to drive a plane into a building to kill Jews is all right with me. I only wish my own members had half as much testicular fortitude. The internet has been, I think, quite important in kind of helping to knit this movement together, to have people in this movement feel that they are not isolated individuals angry at black people or whomever, but that they're part of a movement, a kind of, you know, swelling Aryan white pride movement.
Alex, that's Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center. My full interview with him will be on tomorrow's show.
Day to Day's Madeline Brand. Thank you for that, Madeline, and we'll be listening tomorrow.